Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Mike Boyle Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome, Marco. A little technical difficulty in the beginning of the show.
Yeah, I was a little nervous there because you know what has happened in the past. You know, we were going good guns when we were getting like 10 million people listening a week. Then we had 2 weeks of technical problems, and we went down to 100 people from 10 million. It was horrible. It was devastating.
Billions and billions of people.
Yeah, I had a rough day today, man. Woo.
You had a rough day today? What was your rough day about?
I had an audition for a TV show, and I had to do it via a recording of a video on my phone, and I had to send the stupid thing to the director. And, you know, so I'm sitting in Lincoln Center with people hanging out, ooh, I'm going to do, you know, talking to the actors. And so I get back here, and or I was out in the day, and I was a little hot and sweaty. So all of a sudden, so I'm recording the thing, and I'm looking at myself. I got a pimple on my face, and I'm sweaty. So I'm recording it, and you know, I got the sides. I mean, you want me to get the sides? It's like I could read them to you. But anyway, the thing was that the guy didn't want. You know me. I like to do accents. I like to do hyper characters. So he writes no accents, middle American guy. So I'm recording the fucking thing. And I'm looking at it, and I say, hey, oh, hey, director guy, hey, it's Health Guy here. How you doing? I never did this before. I got to get a haircut, and I got a pimple, and blah, blah, blah. But I'll do it. I'm doing it, and I never did this before. And I'm, like, looking at myself, and I can't stand the way I look. So I read the fucking thing, and then the fucking recorder stops halfway fucking through after, and I tried it three times, and it kept stopping in the middle. I'm going, what the fuck is going? So I said, fuck it. I sent it anyway. I said, hey, you know, I put it there. I said, sorry, but, you know, I got you something. If you can use me in the future. You know, I was so fucking pissed. I almost smashed my phone. I got to find, I don't know, I'm knocking off every photo to try and find more space. I'm just everything, you know, my the pictures of my parents, I'm throwing out everything, destroying it, and then after 800 photos are gone, you know, I get like 2 seconds more time, and then all of a sudden later, now it's fine, now I can do whatever I want. So I guess I wasn't destined to get this fucking part, but I'm so pissed. How was your day?
Well, you know, you don't get every part, Mark. You don't, you know what I mean? You can't get that fucking
I know,
part.
But, you know, it was my fault, and I knew it was bad. And it was just technical problems of trying to send it to the guy. You know, if I was in the director's room in the office, and he said, he would tell me, oh, do it differently or change something. But there's nobody there but me in his fucking room reading lines off a piece of paper. Like, oh, darling, I have to go to Mexico, and I feel really bad about it. You know, it's like, I don't know how to give it. I don't know. I can't give it an accent or anything. Fuck that. But, you know, I mean, somebody will do it.
Well, let me say that I'm sorry that you had so much stress today. I do have to kill an elephant in the room. We've been promoting that, you know, we've been promoting over and over and over and over again that Kathy Lewis was going to be on the show tonight. And unfortunately, due to some scheduling conflict, Kathy has to reschedule. And we love Kathy. This was nothing personal. Kathy is just a sweetheart.
Sure.
No. Don't even start. I love Kathy. Kathy is just a friendly, beautiful person. And she called me this morning, 7 o'clock L.A. time. I was like, what are you doing up? And she was just so upset that she couldn't do this tonight. So I just wanted
to. Couldn't.
You know what? I don't even want to get into it. I just feel terrible, and she felt terrible. She is committed to come back on sometime around December. You know, but
maybe
she's
upset that her grandpa died, Jerry.
No. But listen, Kathy's a wonderful, wonderful comedian, and I was watching some of her stuff last night to get ready for tonight, And she got me going. And then after her, after some of her videos, I started watching Cat Williams. And Cat Williams always makes me laugh. Some people who tell you Cat Williams is not funny, I think that they're insane. I watched him for about an hour last night. And these were all bits that I'd seen about 50 times, and they all made me laugh again. So we're very sorry that Kathy couldn't come on tonight, but
luckily, we love you, Kathy.
We love Kathy. but very, very fortunately for us, we have a very good friend, Ari Teeman, who is fortunately his schedule permits him to call in tonight. And Marco is friendly with Ari, and yeah. And Ari's going to be on tonight. He's going to call in a few minutes, and Ari's got some very interesting stories to tell us. No, he's calling for sure. And he's got some very interesting stories. He's a very gifted comedian, businessman. I hear he's the White House's favorite comedian, right, Marco?
Well, he is a Trump supporter.
Yes.
And so you two have a lot in common. Of course, I didn't know who to vote for. I was like running back and forth, wringing my hands. Hillary or Trump, I don't know. I don't know if I want the black people to like me, so I better vote for Hillary. But then I don't like her because she's a bitch. But I'm afraid that Trump's going to do something bad. I don't know. I ended up voting for Hillary.
Well, whatever. So anyway, the truth of the matter is that we're very fortunate that Ari's able to call in. And Ari's got some interesting stories to tell us all. Ari's been all over. I mean, Ari's done some very interesting things. He's been performed out in Israel, all over the place. So I'm very excited to talk to him. And he's going to tell us what he's up to. And so we'll pick him up in just 2 minutes. Also, I want to let you guys know how our cartoon is doing.
Rotten Apple.
Rotten Apple cartoon, 500,000 views. We're having a little bit of trouble with our female voices. I'm not thrilled with them yet,
Well, you don't want to upset anybody yet.
Well, I mean, we're hanging in there. We have a new girl doing them, but hopefully things will work out with that. We're hanging in with her for a while, but hopefully, I got the new one today, Marco, to approve it, and it's still just flat in a couple spots. I don't know, but I just want to let you know that I talked to KGB. I didn't even tell you this. I talked to KGB. He loves him. Loves him, loves him, loves him. He is committed to pouring whatever cash he needs into this project.
All right.
To make it a spectacular project.
Did he like the photographs?
He
told me he liked them, but did he mention that he used them?
Why does everything got to be about you, Mark? Why?
Because I'm an egomaniac. I'm a fucking egomaniac. That's why.
Let me ask you a question. When you watch a football game and they huddle, do you think they're talking about Mark Elfgott?
I wonder sometimes. But you know what? They probably aren't, but you never know.
Right. So anyway, KGB had told me that he's putting a lot of research into this project, and he's talking to other people who've made some very, very successful things happen on YouTube. And he's very committed to the project, and that excites me. And so, we're up to 500,000 views. And,
that's amazing.
I'm excited. And
I can't believe it. And you know what I am amazed at the most? Not that your writing is good, because I expected your writing to be good. I just am amazed that I see these little pictures talking, and my voice comes out of their mouth sometimes.
Again. He's Mark. Again, you really
I mentioned your writing. I said your writing is very good. I said
right,
that.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Thanks for slipping me in.
I took 2 seconds. You know how hard it is for a fucking egomaniac to take 2 seconds from himself and talk about anybody else?
Right.
It's
thank
me,
you.
Me. I do voices. I do two voices on a Mike Boyle cartoon called Rotten Apple. And that's it. I won't say it again. That's it. Bye.
Let's pick up Corey, 'cause he's on. I don't want to keep the man holding. He's nice right. enough to call in. I'm very short notice, by the way. He's a good man. I'm going to pick him up. Hold on. Ari, welcome to the Mike Boyle Show, brother.
Hey. All right. We're here.
Hi.
Thank you so much.
This is actually This is actually the first time I've heard Ari's voice. We've talked on Facebook several times and shared stuff and talked, and but I never heard your voice, Ari. This is the first time. It's probably the first time you've heard mine.
That makes sense. Well, yeah, and I would assume that you're used to watching videos on the internet with mute. So that's
yes, yes.
You know, because every now and then you forget you're not in the incognito.
I want to apologize about that sex party I had at your apartment. I didn't mean to upset
you.
Oh,
you're going to bring up something from 3 or 4 years ago. Fantastic.
I didn't mean to upset you that much. I just, you know, I'm a horny little bastard. And, you know, I didn't mean it. It caused him a lot of stress, Mark. He was on Today's Show and everything talking
about
Mike, it.
Well, Mike does his research. You know, Mike, you know, I said, Ari Thielen.
No, Ari rented out his apartment in New York City to Airbnb, and he comes home, they're having an orgy in his apartment. But you know what? It must have upset him, but it got him on the Today Show. Ari, come on. That's not bad press, right? I mean, the Today Show, that's pretty good.
You know, it's a very different demographic. You know, if I was marketing towards moms and girls who soul cycle, then I guess, you know, it was a perfect hit. And, you know, so unfortunately, what I forgot to do was create my own brand of cookware before having an orgy put in my apartment. And that would have been a slam dunk, you know?
Right. Those crock pots
would have sold. Maybe a stain-resistant fabric, a throw pillow, you know. A feminist still. Anyway, yeah. So that happened.
And so,
4 years ago.
How did you deal with it when? Because I heard part of the interview. You said you were having everything sterilized and new furniture. And
I'm pretty
like
sure that. I did this show like 3 years ago. I remember you guys like you're upstate or something, right? I've done this. We talked about this like 3 years ago. This orgy thing. I'm
no,
pretty sure.
I want to know. Were you able to? Were you able?
I mean,
to,
I understand my voice is forgettable, but that's another Jew. Another Jew.
That's what they say about me too, Ari.
Mark has some Jewish questions.
So wait, what? I want to talk about this guy I heard. Wait, what's going on? You don't want to upset black people? You voted for Hillary?
Yeah. You know,
wait,
look, it's the Jewish.
What do you think, black people? Who was in the voting booth with you?
Well, that's you know, that's why all the polls were wrong. Because every
why don't you do what every major corporation does to black people and just lie?
Well, you know,
do what you want and lie.
You know what? I'm too liberal to lie, so I have to be on. You know, I mean, I voted.
No, the liberals are the biggest. That's the biggest lie in the world. Liberalism. The biggest lie.
Well,
we care about you, but we treat you like an imbecile who can't take care of yourself and
I'm more of a. John Kennedy liberal, I like to think. Anyway, I'm certainly not an Elizabeth Warren liberal.
Hopefully, doesn't end the same way.
So, Ari,
Marilyn Monroe would never fuck Elizabeth Warren.
Can we talk about Trump for a minute, Ari? So, you're a big Trump supporter. I voted for.
I mean, is there even a minute of material? I don't know. I think I could do it. Yeah. Of course you did. What was the other trick? You don't want to sit black people, so you're going to vote for the candidate backed by Qatar? Qatar? However you want to pronounce it. Give me a break. Oh, my God, I care about the minority, so I'm going to vote for the person backed by the worst terror sponsors in the world. Like, good for you. Why don't you post about how you're such a hero of liberalism on your cell phone made by human slaves? Good for you.
Thank you.
You know that Trump now has the iPhone factory, Foxconn, right? The big Chinese factory that makes iPhones, coming to Wisconsin. So that'll be a huge surge in suicide in Wisconsin. No, it means that $10 billion worth of investment in jobs in Wisconsin. No, but you do because you get first. It's going to be made in the United States, and that means that for the factory in Wisconsin, they're going to say to all their suppliers, "Well, you guys now you have to open factories in the states near our factories so that supply us." And then you know there'll be more jobs in New York. Nobody in New York has a real job. We have jobs that we trade the work of other people. You know, we're
you
just
mean
annoying middlemen.
stuff. Yeah.
Fine, but everything. Nobody has a real, what are you, comedian? You just, oh, here's an idea. Somebody else did something. I'm going to talk about it and make money. I'll be, nobody in, if a comet hits New York, everyone will be like, there goes that annoying. Well, you know, it's nothing, right? I love this. You go to L.A. and people in New York go, oh, people in L.A. are so fake. Meanwhile, they're shooting an actual movie. You know, in New York, maybe they're financing it. Nobody's doing
anything
in New York.
No, there's a lot of production in New York, Ari, right now. I mean, I'm
yeah, you come and you film it, but it's being actually made, written. And my point is, you know, there's a lot of creativity out there. In New York, it's we're bartering, we're trading.
All right.
But I want to know, Ari.
But it's all right. I mean, New York. It's one of my top 50 cities. Don't worry about it.
You're a smart guy.
But you live here.
I'm a what?
You live here.
I do. I live here. But I don't think anybody lives in New York because, like, they have to as much as they go, well, I'm stuck. You know,
right.
Like, people live in New York. Well, if it weren't for X, I would leave. I mean, it's even the theme song, right? If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere, right? Like, why not go anywhere, right? It's
all
literally
right.
Just survival. If you don't die in New York, you'll have a great time in Chicago. That's our theme song.
So Ari, I want to talk for a second. Mark, shut your mouth. Ari. So you've been to Israel, you've entertained over there. Let me ask you, because I never understood this, and I'm not a guy. I'm not trying to pit people against each other. I never really understand how Jews in America are so, how they are so, like they're all for Hillary. I don't understand that.
Now they don't know anything. But the Jews in America don't know anything. They know nothing. They know nothing. They're most of them are marrying non-Jews, which, I mean, it's a great gig if you can get it. But they're not educated. They didn't go to a yeshiva day school or Jewish camp. They don't have no value to being Jewish. It's just a thing. You know, my last name rhymes with Stein or is Stein.
But it seems to me.
And so, you know.
The left has been very anti-Israel, especially over the last, you know, 8 years under Obama. So it would seem that any person that was Jewish would not want to support that any longer. And yet they're just very, very anti-Trump. And I don't understand that.
It's virtue signaling. It's the same cucks who are going, well, I should use that word, but they're a bunch of cucks who go, oh my God, I can't even talk about Trump for a minute, or that's my limit. I can talk for a minute, and I get triggered. Like, shut up! You can't talk about somebody you disagree with. I mean, give me a break. Jews talk about Hitler like nonstop, ad nauseum. You can talk about ideas you find repulsive. You can debate things.
Right, yeah. So now we say why he's the White House's favorite comic, meeting
right.
Mark.
And, exactly.
And so because. Most comedians are like so far anti-Trump, so ridiculous. Every word out of their mouth has to be, you know, how they hate his guts, and so, you know, it's just crazy. I personally, the one thing I don't understand, and what I really thought Donald Trump would do, I thought he would win, and I voted for him, and I'm not ashamed to say I voted for him. But one thing I thought he would do a little quicker, and I don't think he's really doing, I thought that he would kind of come out and say to people, hey, you know what, I'm everybody's president. And I knew he had to do what he did to beat Hillary because everybody was so programmed that she had to win. And you see by everybody's reaction and, like, how people are acting, which I think is sickening, by the way. The guy won. Let him try to be president. And they're not doing that, by the way. But I think he had to go after her as hard as he did to break that thing that she had, but which she didn't deserve, by the way. I mean, you know, why did she deserve to be president? But anyway,
she's a crook. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's
give me a break.
The point.
You know, in every election, there's somebody who wins, but consistently there's also somebody who just loses. Right, like Obama didn't win in so much as is McCain lost. You know, he had it locked in. If McCain had just not picked Palin, a certified moron to be his vice presidential candidate, he would have been president. And maybe it's great that he's not, and that he lost given his recent behavior, although it could be cancer induced. But you know, I then again, if your choice for a vice president is Sarah Palin, you're going to pander and pick a woman to win some points, and you can't win on your own. I think, look, ultimately, something that's driving people mad is that the United States is so used to this pandering culture where whatever you like, whatever the poll suggests people are into, that's what the politician's going to feed you. And to the point where people want to be lied to. They know Hillary is full of shit. And yet they she says it and they go, oh, but she's pro-gay now, even though she was anti-gay her whole life until the polls suggested that she'll lose if she's anti-gay. So then all of a sudden, magically, she finds herself exactly the time the polling data says to. And people go, oh, I like that. She's professional, right? Which is just a euphemism for just a liar. And now they're mad because they go, oh, I want Trump to say this, and he won't say it. And in the rare instance that he agrees to do so, you know, oh, why doesn't he condemn the Nazis, which he's done dozens and dozens of times for the last 20 years, and especially recently. He literally left the Reform Party because, you know, David Duke had joined it and Buchanan had joined it, and he said, I don't want to be a part of these people. These are racists. These are bigots. I'm out. Okay, so this guy has a track record decades long being against this racism. And then they don't like exactly the wording he said, Charlotte, when he condemned the hate. And so he specified, and that's not enough. And then that's not enough because it's bullshit because they're like a bunch of sore losers who didn't get what they wanted. And it'll never be enough because, you know, for the next 7 years, they didn't get the person they wanted in the office. And so what you're going to see consistently is they're going to get nothing. They're going to get nothing. It's going to be a fantastic time for the folks who voted for Trump. Things will happen slower than one might like. It's not the election. You can't just tweet something and everybody cheers and that's it. He's got to move Congress. He's got to move the Senate. He's got to fight against these very active judges that try to legislate through the court based on laws that don't exist. And they're already getting pushed back as it moves to the higher courts. And he's going to place one judge. He'll hopefully place another in the Supreme Court. But what you're going to see is an actual leader, somebody who has a series of values, as much as everybody likes to bitch and cry that he doesn't. This is a guy who's had consistent policies since the 80s. This is a guy who's been for universal access to health care, not just health insurance, but care. This is a person who's been consistently pro-gay marriage for decades. He was on Howard Stern talking about how Elton John's marriage is a great thing that's going to work out. You're not a right-wing Christian Republican because you think Elton John's marriage is going to work out or on it being on Howard Stern. I mean, this is a different breed of politician. And, you know, his policies about trade, about how countries – like China are taking advantage of currency manipulation. These have been consistent ideas that he's shared for now 30-something years. On video, on camera, there's no questioning that he said it 30 years ago. There's no questioning that he's saying the same thing today. And yet everybody wants to scream these fake lies about, oh, how he's wishy-washy or he changes his views or he's this or he's a hate monger or, you know, and they're just not true.
So, Harry, did you ever meet him?
I've not met Trump. I know his staff. I know members of White House team. Yeah.
You want me to tell you how I met him?
Everything's about Mark. Every fucking thing's about Mark. Excuse me, Art.
That's correct.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mark. How'd you meet him?
my mother and I in 1992, and I do some of this on the stage. I won't do the line I do on stage. But we were at the Taj Mahal in 94, 90. She used to go to take the bus to the gambling in Atlantic City for like 10 bucks, and they'd give her back the 10 bucks. She gambles. It cost nothing. So I went with her a couple of times. You know, I was a teacher back then. And we were in the Taj Mahal, and he's standing there, and he comes up. We're sitting in the lobby, and he comes up. He says, how do you guys like the hotel? You know, he says, well, my mother says, we're only staying for the day. We're just going to gamble, then we're going to leave, but we like your hotel. So he left, and then he talked to a woman. I thought, well, I said, Ma, I don't know, he got pissed off or something at you, you know. The woman comes over, says, Mr. Trump would like to comp you for the night and for dinner. And that was it. So that's why I almost voted for him.
All right, hold on, Marco. Hold on. We got a call. Let's pick up this call. Hold on a second. Hold on, Mark. Hold on. We got a caller from Jacksonville. Who's this? You're on the air.
This is Billy B. What's up, man?
Billy B, you're on the air. What's going on, Billy?
Not a whole lot.
Dale and Ari. Ari Peeman's our guest tonight.
What's up, Ari? Yeah, I was here, and I just heard a little bit of the Trump conversation, but wasn't really sure of the context of it, so I'm just kind of here to be bipartisan devil's advocate, if you will.
All right, bipartisan. So Billy B's a comedian from the South, Ari, and he's a friend of the show. He's been a guest on before, and I know him personally. So Billy, you want to be devil's advocate? Why is that? You have a problem with anything Ari's saying?
No. Just devil's advocate on the fact of I feel that's the safest spot in politics right now.
All right. I think it's refreshing to hear a guy. Listen, the whole world is definitely pile on Trump. I mean, pile on. And I honestly think it's refreshing to hear somebody who's got the balls to say, hey, wait a minute, you know, this is how I feel. And, you know, because we do live in a world where everybody wants to follow everybody else. And I think a lot of people just want to jump on the bandwagon. You know what I mean? It's like
a lot of sheeple.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people even know why they hate Trump's guts. And they do
because everybody else does. And like you said, they want to jump on the bandwagon.
Exactly.
The way I look at it is every president that's ever been elected, somebody's got something to say about it. But the way I look at it, everybody's got something to say, but nobody wants to do shit. So to me, if you don't try to run for office or try to make a change, with the stuff you're saying, you just want to stand on the sideline and soapbox some shit in, then fuck you. I don't care about your opinion. I got an opinion, too. I ain't running for office because I don't care about politics enough. But if I was as much as a hater or whatever that everybody else is trying to be on Trump, I would try to do something about it. You know what I mean? At least run for something in your city to try to make a change.
I think if I could talk to President Trump, which I'm nothing. I'm a nobody. I'm nothing in life. Okay, I know that. I'm a realist, if anything else. So I know Donald Trump was not going to talk to me. But if I could talk to Donald Trump, I would say to him, I would say, you know what, Donald Trump, I would say, Mr. President, I would say, you know, maybe there are times we can maybe think a little bit about what we're saying because we do have a very sensitive populace in our country, right? And so maybe it's worth it to kind of watch what we say a little bit. Because first of all, you are everybody's president now. And the one thing I thought Donald Trump would do would understand that. Like, I'm everybody's president. You know, when I will tell you this, Ari, when I was in Jacksonville, Florida, when Barack Obama was elected president. Now, I grew up in New Jersey, okay? But I was down here in Jacksonville, Florida when he became president. And I was in the granite countertop business at the time. And the guys in the shop next to me were good old boys. And I'm not saying nothing about it. I live here. And I'm not saying anything. I'm not one of these people that knocks where I live.
But you kind of already did, though, didn't you?
But okay, but wait.
Good old boys is pretty much a stereotypical statement.
But listen,
I'm not saying nothing derogatory about what you said.
Let me tell you what they were doing, Billy. This is God's honest truth. And the guy was a friend of mine. He's a welder, and he was a good guy, okay? But him and his two friends were literally irate, and they both had shotguns in their hands. And I went next door, and I said, guys, all you could do, And I wasn't happy that Barack Obama was voted president either, but it was because I didn't want to see a crazy liberal in there. Okay? But I wasn't mad that his name was Barack Hussein Obama. They both had bumper stickers on their cars that said, Barack Hussein Obama, are you effing kidding me? I didn't care about his name. I didn't care about any of that. I just cared that he was liberal, liberal, liberal. That's what I cared about. I wanted to work. You know what I mean? I wanted conservatism. But in any event, all I went in there and said, guys, all you could do is hope that this guy drops to his knees and says, oh, my God, I can't believe I actually won. And he understands he's everybody's president. And I think as far as America is concerned, that's all we could hope from any president. You know, none of us is getting...
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't. He was a very divisive person who was very clearly not everybody's president.
Exactly.
And I think that...
Exactly.
You know, I think you saw riots across the country because he chose to not do that. I think on the other side, here you've got a guy who gets up and says, well, you know, there's good people on both sides of an argument. And, of course, they take that out of context and say, oh, he's including neo-Nazis, even though he specifically said he's not including them. And,
right.
And you know, I think you've got a
and
unique...
His daughter converted to Judaism.
A unique,
so, what, well, I mean, you know...
Yeah, well, yeah, put that aside. But you've got a unique time period here where literally you can assume every single thing that a CNN or an NBC or an MSNBC or any of the NBCs or even Fox, you can assume almost 100%, maybe 100% of news reported about him is a complete lie on both sides of the political spectrum. And then you have your alt news sources where they're more propaganda than they are, you know, or more blog, at least, in opinion.
You mean like Drudge?
Than they are. Well, forget Drudge. I mean, Drudge is Drudge, and he doesn't even write so much stuff as he shares it. But then you've got Breitbart, which, like, obviously is in the Trump camp and fighting for Trump. And I don't think Bannon and Gorka were really, quote-unquote, fired. I think they're made to look like outsiders so they can defend him from the outside and attack the people inside. And I think that's a smart move. But the point
is
that, you know, as Americans, the thing that should be outraging us is that we more than ever have no real news media, period. They can't make money.
No,
the marketplace has changed.
I totally agree.
And you've got to assume that everything you're being told is a lie.
Yeah, we can't trust any news source anymore. That's been proven over and over and over again.
You know,
But let me ask you this, Ari, if I can. Let me ask you how you feel about this. Because we you know, were just meeting. We really hadn't had in-depth talks or anything. But for somebody, you know, you sound very eloquent in politics. So let me ask you on this perspective.
He's a Jew.
Trump is criticized for a lot of shit. Almost every single thing that comes out of his mouth. 90% of the country wants to jump on his ass about it.
Well, no, again, that's not accurate. 90% of...
Let me get to the question, though. But 90% of people want to, you know, trash the things that are said. Now, what he's done, I would be guessing to give you, a quote on the percentage of that, how many people are against that. But now, could the things he's saying... I think what he's done is better than what he's said. So think about it like this, or have you thought about it like this? What he said, is that from a business person's marketing standpoint of you'll pay more attention to me when I do shit if I make you react to what I say?
I mean, I think that he definitely played that up. He definitely played that up during the campaign. I think now it's a large amount of outrage about things quoted out of context. And so people are upset about things he's never done, things he's not said, things he's not proposed. They leak rumors about things he's going to do that he's not going to do. Then he doesn't do them, and, of course, they've moved on to the next thing that they're outraged about. So you've got, you know, just a lot of sky is falling cries.
If
you were to sum up the general behavior of, let me get away from this noise here, but if you were to sum up the general behavior of the commentary regarding him, it's the sky is falling. And then the sky doesn't fall. Everybody's fine. And they go, oh, well, the sky is falling about this. And then the sky is falling about this. These are the dumbest fucking people, and it's millions of them. But it's unbelievable to me that you can keep getting afraid of something that never happened.
And I'm the farmer's assistant.
Yep.
Me and the farmer are sitting in the shed sharing lemonade watching these farm animals being concerned about the sky falling when nothing's really fucking happening, and we're just sharing a laugh on the side.
Guys, I got to interrupt for a second. There's a lot of background noise. Somebody's got to turn down their computer volume and just talk on the phone. Sorry.
No, he just said he was near noise. He was moving.
Right.
Mark.
Yeah. But that's all I see it as. I mean, everybody since Trump, right before he got elected, or when it looked like Trump was getting close to, well, when this election happens, he might win. That's when I think most of the rhetoric started. And it's been that throughout his whole fucking presidency so far. And what really has he drastically done to change our country for the worse? Nothing, not a fucking thing. I think he's done a couple of things that's actually helped us out or put us in a better potential for things to get better if you give him enough time. But he tweets some crazy shit, you know, off the top of his head. But what he does in the fucking office is what I'm concerned about, and that seems to be okay up to this point. And I just get pissed off at people that want to bitch and bitch and bitch and bitch. I'm like, well, either do something about it or shut the fuck up. Get into politics some kind of way. You talk about politics enough. Evidently, you think you know more than everybody else. So go ahead and run for something. Fuck, I'll vote for you to see if you can make a change. But if you ain't going to do nothing, shut the fuck up. Get off my news feed.
Right. So Ari, sounds like Philly's a kindred spirit. Because you sound like you're agreeing, but I think it's true. I think we went through a lot of anger after this election, and we can't really blame Trump for all that anger. I mean, this is stuff that's been building up in this country over the last 10, 15 years, you know, and all of a sudden, and Trump's just a scapegoat. Here's a guy. All of a sudden, he wins, and he's the guy everybody hates. And, you know, a couple of unfortunate things happened. You know, that stuff that came out that he said, you know, it's ridiculous. He said he wanted to grab some people by the pussy. He wasn't talking about walking up to a goddamn nun or a school teacher. He was talking about women that he could, you know, there's certain women out there in the world that would invite a guy like him to do that. There are women out there called star fuckers, and he knows who he was doing it to. You know, how
right.
is it that
I'm gonna take you back a little bit, Mike. Austin Powers, The Man of Mystery. Remember that first movie he did? He grabbed a woman by the pussy, and it turned out to be a man. That's a man, baby. You know that's it. But they didn't say anything about that, did they?
All right, guys, I gotta head into it. I'm a noisy place, so let me spare your viewers and you the background noise, and wish you a good evening. And thanks for having me.
Thank you, Ari.
For coming on.
I'll talk to you soon, man.
Thank you, brother. All right, so Ari was having a lot of noise, and so he thought it was better to bail out.
He was in a store or something, and I don't know what was going on, but he had to leave.
He thought he could be more quiet. All right, Mark. So let me finish what I was saying to Billy. So, you know, he was saying that to women about women that he knew he could – listen, how is it possible that the guy went all those years with all that money and never got sued? Because he never did
that.
You know what I mean? And so,
guys do talk. Guys talk shit that we really didn't do before or that we ain't going to do
Mark,
to each other. You know what I'm saying?
He was sued for sexual battery, Mark?
You never...
Oh, no. Are you talking about that specifically or just suing
Yeah, I'm talking about that, Mark. That's the fucking...
No, he wasn't. You're right about that. Sorry. I'm trying to do five things at once. I'm trying to put out posts about the show and shit.
All right, shut the fuck up when I'm talking. How many?
All right.
All right. So what I'm saying is that, you know, I mean, half the reason that people hate the guy is because of that one fucking thing that was said. And I mean, it was unfortunate. No,
yeah. Well, they hated him before that because they wanted to, but that gave them a reason to point at for their hate, if you get what I'm saying.
No,
they,
and it was very,
it was just
listening.
It was just because, I mean, if you look at Trump, if you look at the man as, you know, just visualize Donald Trump standing somewhere in the Matrix. He's always been rich. He was given his money. He's manicured everything, hair, suit, and nails. He represents the quote-unquote white privilege, and he's arrogant to a point. You know, people's opinions would argue about the variance of his arrogance, but he is a little arrogant, and then, granted, who wouldn't be at that level of success? Now, I would say he's probably the least humble president we've ever had. I think everybody would have to agree. Maybe
yeah, but
president we've had up until
he's
Trump
the least,
has been
he's
somewhat
the,
humble.
You could also say he's the most honest, because I think these guys before him were bullshitting about being humble. I don't think fucking Obama is humble.
Said,
I think he's playing a part. But you know what got me the most about Trump that I liked? I live in New York City, right? And I remember 9/11 when I was watching Channel 7 and John Johnson was a reporter, and they had videos after 9/11 of Muslims cheering in New Jersey. They said it. I saw it on TV. And Trump came out.
I saw it too.
And he said it, and people refused to acknowledge that it was even on television. And I was telling people, you know, I said, I'm a pretty liberal guy. You know what? You're forcing me to go to the right wing. I said, I saw those videos. Now, maybe the videos were doctored. Maybe they were fucked up. But he says he saw them. I saw them. People didn't even acknowledge that these things were on TV. They said it never happened and it never even was on TV. And assholes were telling me, well, you better find the tape. I said, where the fuck am I going to find a tape for 2000? You schmuck.
They got rid of the tape.
I bet you that's just on YouTube right now, though, somewhere. I bet
maybe.
You
no, 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 Billy. They played that shit on the news one time, and somebody got smart and said, do not put that back on, because
you
y'all motherfuckers
too, right?
Going over there killing those people. I saw it on the news.
Right.
They were playing. When the World Trade Center happened, dude, it was on the news 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Right,
And they put that shit on the news one time. And then it was done. They never showed it again because
Channel 7.
They realized, we better not put that shit on there again, because come on, they would have people going over there fucking. You know, it was one part of town. It was where was that in New Jersey in Jersey City.
I mean, I vaguely remember I was sitting in this very room. You know, we had to, like, get all the kids into the school and in the gym and wait for their parents to come home. When I got home and I was sitting in this very room watching Channel 7 and John Johnson came on, it was either the day after or 2 days after, and I saw that video, it shocked me. I was so angry. And 9 years later, Trump said it, and everybody was condemning him. And people were telling me that I never saw that on TV. It's as though they said I made it up, and I was enraged. I was enraged.
Damn.
Well, let me tell you something. I saw it, and it bothered me too. You know, and it's just how they lie. They fucking lie. Anyway, let's say this. The truth is that I think that Trump is doing a good job in some ways, but the one thing I think he's doing wrong is I think that he is taking too long to bring himself to the middle. I think he is.
I agree.
I was starting to tell Ari that, you know, Ari team, and I was starting to tell him, I think he had to do what he had to do to beat Hillary. But I think that, like, I told the guys that, you know, Billy said that I was calling them, you know, names. But the truth is, I said, look, you got to hope that the guy drops to his knees and says, I'm everybody's president. And Trump needs to do that, too, to some degree. You know what I mean? He's got to say, you know what? I don't want to just fucking cater to the right wing now and hope that I'm going to win again. You know, I think these guys all get it in their head that they got to win again in 4 years. And
right.
I thought
even
that
him.
Trump, I think that I thought that Trump, the one thing I thought Trump was going to be smart enough to do was that he was going to say, I don't really care if I win again in 4 years. I'm going to fix this shit. And it seems like, and I don't care, and I don't blame Trump 100%. I think the left attacked him so harshly from day one that I think it would have thrown anybody off their game. You know what I mean?
Well,
and
pretty
I think
much. I mean, you got to look at it. Like you said, or like we've been saying this whole conversation, he's been attacked from before he even was sworn in as president and has been attacked every single fucking day that he has been.
But, Billy, I'm going to tell you right now.
Anytime you're attacked, that puts you on the defensive. There's no gray area. I mean, you can't not. It's human nature. If somebody attacks you over and over and over, your response, even psychologically or unconsciously, is just fucking a defense mechanism some kind of way. I just think
yeah.
that the whole of society looks at Donald Trump as, here's the best metaphor I can come up with, is they look at Donald Trump as the Illuminati or the powers that be or the white people who control America behind the scenes of the government. If they all had sex one day and all 100 or 200 of them could birth one child, it would be Donald Trump. And he's a rebellious teenager let loose amongst the world. I think that's the way everybody really views him. And I'm like, well, yeah, but he's a pretty smart motherfucker. You know what I mean? To be a businessman as in deep as he was for so long. And I ain't talking about the money that he went bankrupt over and all that shit, but he's been in business his whole fucking life. Let's give the man a chance, see what happens. And if things start to go to shit, we've been through plenty enough shit as a country, we would start to recognize the cancer as soon as it first appeared, and we would get rid of it then. But how about we don't attack this human body with lasers until we find out if we've got cancer or not? I'm done. Sorry.
No worries. I just think, you know, you're right. And I think, you know, I think people got to just stop now with all the anger and all the bullshit. You know, there's going to be another election in a couple of years. Go fucking vote.
Let's just be quiet for a minute. See what happens. Because if we're not in politics, if we're not holding a physical fucking office, there's really nothing you can do about it anyway except bitch. So hold your bitching. Let's see what's fixing to happen. And then if shit starts to go awry, then let's perk back up and...
You know what Trump could do right now if he wanted to? Is he could go to the Democrats and get some of the liberal Republicans, and he could get them together if he wanted to, and he could get a health care bill passed that would fix Obamacare, take out the shit that's in Obamacare, and make it better. All he has to do is talk to Schumer and work out a deal with Schumer, and you get the Democrats on board and the liberal, and there are liberal Republicans, and they would have a health care bill, and everybody would win. But I don't know why they haven't done that yet.
So I think if he talked to Amy Schumer, he couldn't fuck up health care any more than it's fucked up now. So
please don't ask me about Amy Schumer. Amy Schumer looks like a Barbie doll who has let herself go.
She looks like room temperature naked chicken.
Anyway, but I think he could solve a lot of things if he just move a little, like Mike said, if he just go a little bit, talk to some of the Democrats, because not all the Democrats are heavy-duty left-wingers. Some are in the middle. And he could put together a coalition of Republicans and Democrats and fix Obamacare and fucking call it Trump Care, whatever you want to do if your ego wants to call it Trump Care, and everybody would win.
Yeah.
Well, I just think it's all fucking ridiculous because you know, year after year after year, we're all in the same fucking shit in this country, you
right.
know?
Exactly.
It's ridiculous because we are the greatest country in the world, and people, obviously we are. You look at all these people who swore they were leaving this country if he won. They're still here.
Yeah,
and they could money. They could go. Why didn't they fucking leave? Because there's nowhere else to go.
There were so many people going to leave when George W. Jr. got reelected. But those motherfuckers.
And they always say that shit. There's always the liberal, like the Susan Sarandons and those far left.
Exactly.
If this guy wins, I'm leaving. Well, Alec Baldwin is still here, and he's making more money than he ever has. And so Trump has really helped Alec Baldwin's career. After 30 Rock was over, he wasn't doing much. Trump became president, and boom, Alec Baldwin's on top again with the Trump impression. So, you know, thank him, Alec.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, all I could say is I think a lot of people might hear this show tonight and get pissed off, including some very good friends of mine. You know, but the truth of the matter is, guys, we're not going to get rid of each other in this country. Half the people in this country are not going to get rid of the other half of the people. We tried a civil war once. It kind of sucked, didn't it? Like, are we really going to do that shit again?
I mean, I was there.
We got to grow the fuck up. You know, we got to stop this bullshit. I put a picture on Facebook. You know, I don't know how many people actually see it. But, you know, I put a picture on Facebook. There was this black guy carrying these two white kids out of the flood.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And then there was this white dude carrying a Spanish girl and her baby out of the flood. And you know what? Isn't it time for all of us to stop this bullshit? We all have to live in this fucking little stupid rock of a planet together. We ain't getting rid of each other. Cut the shit. Shut the fuck up. I mean, what do we have to do?
And when the comet comes and smacks into the Earth and we're all dead, it won't matter.
Exactly. Who the fuck cares? Like, what is the problem?
Yeah.
It's like when there is,
I mean, we could all take a page out of Houston's book. We could all take a page out of New Orleans' book with Katrina. We could take a page out of Florida with fucking Andrew and all the other ones we've been hit with. When help does come after a major disaster, how many different colors of people come to help you? You know what I'm saying? So we're all one people at the end of the day. It's how arrogant are we to argue over color or shit like that, you know what I mean? Or even differences, like, or, you know, intellectual differences. Like, if I don't agree with your thought process, Who's it for me to say that you're the asshole or whatever? It's like, oh, okay, well, that's your opinion on something. I can respect that because I have the opinion, which happens to be the opposite. So we can still be cool, though, because we just smoked the joint the other day and we didn't even talk about politics. What makes us different today? You know what I mean? And nobody specifically. I'm just saying that for the rest of you.
You're right.
But we're all the same. We're flesh and bones, and when we're born, the day of your birth, that's, I think, the reason you don't have a mentality that you can remember stuff later on from your birth, because I'm sure the day you were born, you looked at your skin and was like, holy shit, what is this? I don't even know the word color, much less. But then the older you get, that's when you learn from other people about the way their ideology or however you say it. And it's like, well, I don't agree with your thought process, so I'm going to go this way. And then everybody be.
Yep. And so let's all listen to fucking the pimp Billy B.
That's right.
Get along.
Let's all get along. Like, what was that guy? So, can't we all get along? Who was that guy? What was his name?
Rodney King.
Can't we all get along?
Hey, if I can,
along,
can I recite this poem I wrote for you? It'll be perfect right here.
Go ahead, brother.
It's a quick little poem. I wrote it.
All right, here's a poem. Let me introduce a poem.
a poem by Billy B. Everybody snap your fingers at the same time. Actually, I did it on stage a couple times at some mixed crowds I did, and it's just, it brings everybody together. It's called The Trials and Tribulations of Transparent Man.
All right.
I wanted to say this line fast, but what if I don't remember it? It's still my turn. I ain't got no money to burn, but I got a mind that yearns to see if you can learn the struggle of a transparent man. A man with a smile on his face, but a frown in his heart, because society wants to tear my people apart. My people are everybody. I don't give a damn about your family tree. That's for you to see. My eyes are free, free to see transparently. You see, I've been discriminated against from both sides of the fence, the wise and the dense. I'm transparent, man. Why should I reside with, quote, unquote, my own kind, just because they see a color line and are blind from a closed mind? I'm free, free to see transparently. And that's it.
Bravo.
You know, Billy, that was very touching. Well, let me just say, Billy, you're a poet, a scholar,
and you know it.
Thank you.
And all these things rolled up. And
I got a poem. You want to hear my poem?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
There once was a lady from Mass who liked to check out a guy's ass. I don't know. It's a limerick. I can't remember. Sorry. I don't want to ruin your poem, so I won't.
All right. Well, all I could say is that I think, you know, we weren't that funny tonight, but I think we got some important conversation. You know, Ari's very into Trump.
Ari's fucking on fire.
Conversation.
I mean, Ari was going like for 15 minutes straight, man. Boom, 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 boom. Man, I was tired listening. I mean, what he said made sense. I agree with some of it. But, man, he bashed it in there, man. He was good.
Yeah, so we appreciate Ari calling up. We appreciate Billy B for calling up. Thank you, Billy B.
Thanks, Billy.
And
I miss y'all.
Yeah. Hey, Billy, where are you? You're in Jacksonville, or what's going on?
Yeah, I'm in Jacksonville. Actually, I'm moving to Atlanta this weekend. I'll be in Atlanta for the next 4 months.
Are you going to be there? Are you doing a TV show? They do pretty good with TV shows and movies down there. Not as much as up here, but they're doing a lot.
Yeah, I need to see about the TV. I know they're doing a lot of movies there, but
yeah, it's LA, New York, and Atlanta, Chicago. That's like they're tied for third place in the TV and movie business. Atlanta and Chicago.
Nice.
No. All right, Billy B. Well. All right, everybody. So next week, let me tell you who we have on next week. We have this really phenomenal L.A. comedian, Richard Barba. And if you haven't seen him do his stuff yet, look him up on YouTube. He's very funny. He's Chicano, Mexican, funny guy.
Wow.
You know, you like George Lopez kind of thing. Like, he's kind of like that, but funny.
Gene
funny.
Papa.
Funny guy. And so he'll be on next week, and he's in LA, and so we'll get some more LA connection going again, Marco.
I got a couple of my buddies out there that you might want to hit up. They're really funny guys. Philippe Esparza and my buddy Adam Murray are at the Improv, I think, this weekend.
Tell them to inbox me. I'd love to talk to them.
Adam's out of Orlando, actually.
Billy, have you watched our cartoon at all?
No, I didn't know you had a cartoon. How am I not a homeless character?
We'll get you in there. Go to YouTube and look up Rotten Apple cartoon.
Okay. Wait, I've seen that on RedTube. Is that the same thing?
No. YouTube.
Gotcha.
YouTube. Not RedTube. Rotten Apple. Look up Rotten Apple the Rock was the first one. And Rotten Apple the Rock was the first episode, was the Rock. And you look up The Rock. I didn't like the first one, but you know what? They got better. But they're all right. And they're like three, four minutes long, Mark.
Approximately three and a half, yeah.
Yeah, and each. And there's, what, six, seven of them on there now? And
seven.
Nice. You know, it's got its own channel. So you'll see this character, Mikey. That's me. And and I write them all. So you see they're all written by comedian Mike Boyle. And they are they're pretty good. And so far the seven of them have about 500,000 views. So I'm very happy about that. And they, And they're kind of funny. They take place in New York. Two of the characters, we have a black dude named Tyrone and a gay guy named Julian. Marco does those two voices.
Right.
So he does a good job with them.
And you know what? The animation is pretty good, I think. I mean, especially the backgrounds. These guys who draw it, you know, they do a great job.
Well, Marco, I didn't want to tell you, but they're animated in the Ukraine currently. And I was talking to KGB. KGB is my producer. I call him KGB.
Right.
And we're thinking of moving the animation to Scotland.
Really?
Or he's bringing in a guy from Scotland who's supposed to be going to really kick up the animation a little bit. So I like the animation. It's a little bit you'll watch him, really, but you tell me what you think. But I like the animation.
Beavis and Butthead kind of animation.
No, it's better
Tracy,
than Beavis and Butthead.
Is it Tracy Ullman?
Is
it
that
Ullman
kind of
something?
No,
like
no, I think it's better than that.
Okay.
I really do. But
right.
You know, but it's not fucking, it's not Family Guy shit. You know, we don't have $1 million budget.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? But it looks good. I think it looks good. But he's bringing in a guy from Scotland. He told me in the next week or two, who's he says really going to kick him up. So I'm very excited about that. The guy's not sparing any expense on these things. So, and I even offered to, like cut my pay for now a little bit or whatever. But no, I want this thing to go. So
no cuts, no cuts.
No.
Holy shit! I'm in a lot of business.
No, I get paid, brother. I get paid. And
I'm gonna lie out of the camera.
No, I get paid.
I get paid too, but after the taxes I owe them money.
What the
fuck?
Yeah,
I was getting an apology. I was getting an apology once a year.
No, listen, we wanna make money with this thing, so I'm even doing them clean. After the first seven, I stopped cursing, you know.
Right.
So you know, so which is fine. I think they're coming out pretty good with the cursing.
No, here, it looks great. I mean,
I just missed the boat.
Here, I'm gonna read. I'm gonna read you the script for number 14. Okay.
Hell no.
So scene.
Go ahead.
Front of the American Museum of Natural History, New York City. Isabel. That's our Spanish chick. Tyrone, that's our black dude. Isabel and Tyrone are holding protest signs that say, tear it down. Mikey and Julian are nearby as is Balls. Balls is my Italian friend. A crowd is gathering and Balls is enjoying the attention. Tyrone, in front of Teddy Roosevelt's statue on a horse. Mark, you got your script? You could do the voices.
I could get it. Well, it'll take me a minute to get it.
All right, fuck you. All right. So in front of Teddy Roosevelt's statue. In front of Teddy Roosevelt's statue on a horse. Okay?
Let me get
tear this bitch down. Tear it down. It must go. End all oppression. And then Isabel goes, get rid of it. Get rid of it now. Tear it down. Mikey goes, What are you two, John and Yoko 2017? I mean, always protesting, always complaining. What's the problem with Teddy Roosevelt? He wasn't even a Confederate. He's from New York. I mean, what's in your minds? Isabel goes, get lost, Mikey. We're tearing this bitch down. There's nothing you could do about it. You make me sick. Oh, wait a minute. Mark went and got his script. Hold on a minute.
Is it too late?
No, I'll start over. So you're all excited. Hold on, Billy B. Mark wants to do his voice. No, we're on.
To start or what? Well, you want to do it? Doesn't it ruin the image a little bit if we do it live?
No, go ahead. Tyrone, you can start with Tyrone.
All right, Tyrone is in front of Teddy Roosevelt's statue. Tear this bitch down. Tear down. It must go. End all oppression.
Isabel goes, get rid of it. Get rid of it now. Tear it down. Mikey goes, what are you two, John and Yoko 2017? I mean, always protesting, always complaining. What's the problem with Teddy Roosevelt? He wasn't even a Confederate. He was from New York. I mean, what's in your minds? And Isabel goes, get lost, Mikey. We're tearing this bitch down. There's nothing you could do about it. You make me sick. Mikey goes, I make you sick. You know what, baby? You need to get laid. I mean, you got nice tits. But what in God's name, Isabel? I mean, why don't you just take Tyrone and you and him go have a John Lennon and Yoko Ono loving? Remember when they used to get in bed together for a week? Maybe by the end of the week, you'd be a little nicer. Then Mikey looks at Tyrone. Tyrone, get this woman. Do what you got to do for all mankind. This beast must be tamed, brother.
Well, Mikey, that sounds good to me, but no. We got this cracker on his horse, and I can't have no cracker on no horse nowhere. All crackers on all horses anywhere must come down. This is the embodiment of treachery. Let my people go.
Let my people go? Who are you, Moses now? I mean, Julian, look at this. Tyrone is Moses now. I mean, Sammy Davis Jr. was the last black Jew I knew of. Let my people go. What a jerk off. Isabel, don't worry about what I... Oh, Isabel goes, don't worry about what I need, you pencil dick fat bastard. Mikey goes, oh, cut it out, Isabel. You know, just because you and I tried it out and I couldn't make you happy... doesn't mean Tyrone can't make you happy. Come on, Tyrone. Give it to her. Stop worrying about all this oppression and bullshit. I'm tired of seeing that puss on her face. Then Isabel goes, man, you can't satisfy nobody with that little cocktail weenie you got. And Mikey goes, pardon me, Isabel, sweetheart, but we all know it's not a cocktail weenie. It's a premium grade A Italian sausage.
And then Julian says, excuse me, but did somebody say sausage?
Julian, you're not allowed to listen when I'm talking about my private parts. Earmuffs, Julian, earmuffs.
Oh, screw you, Mikey, with that little thing you have there. I really don't need to listen. I hear that the only ride you're allowed on Disney World is It's a Small World After All.
And the friends are fighting amongst themselves, the crowd is gathering to witness the protest. Balls is off in the corner flexing his muscles for the crowd.
And Julian says, I'm starting to sway with the crowd, Mikey. I like the attention. Yes, yes, he must go.
Mikey says to Julian, wait, were you oppressed too? Hold on. Did Teddy Roosevelt somehow oppress you too, Julian? I can't believe it.
Well, you know what? He killed a lot of animals. Just go inside and see all the animals he killed. I don't like him. He has to go.
You're all nuts. And you're still mad because he's a white man on a horse?
That's right. Any white man on a horse is no good. The only good man on a horse was Cochise or Sitting Bull, one of them dudes. If you're white and your ass on a horse, you ain't right. That all.
And Mikey toward Balls. And what are you doing, idiot? Posing for animal crackers? Balls goes, no. The people are digging the guns. Mikey. I swear to God, my friends are all lunatics. Hey, maybe you can bang Isabel. It seems Tyrone is too oppressed. Ball stops flexing and looks scared. Huh? And Isabel goes, what's the matter, Balls? You can't handle a hot Latina? And the Balls goes, what's wrong with the statue?
Looks like someone isn't ready for the big leagues.
And Mikey goes, well, Isabel, I guess you're just going to have to keep protesting, baby. Tell you what, smile once in a while, and Mikey will give you another shot. Then Isabel, without saying a word, hits Mikey over the head with her protest sign. And Mikey goes, or maybe not. So there you go. Maybe. You had a reading of episode 14.
Which is the next episode to come out, which will be out in about 3-4 days, I bet.
That's not the next episode to come out, Marco.
What's coming out next?
We're
so far ahead. Mike is such a great writer that we are so far ahead that we're backed up. That's 14. 8 has to come out. And you know what? I don't even remember what 8 was about. That's how good a writer he is.
Mike's going to do a Machiavelli thing. He's going to have 42 episodes in the trunk when he passes away.
That's right.
People get confused after he's dead, and people think he staged his own death.
Well, that made up for my lousy audition today. I feel good now. I did some character acting instead of that bullshit I had to do today.
Episode 8 was about Anthony Scaramucci getting fired.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah. So everything's about, politics, a headline and, what's going on. So episode eight was was about Anthony Scaramucci getting fired. And so we have two Italian guys in our little clique there. And so we're
Hey, if I can offer an idea on at the end of the year when y'all get to New Year's Eve or whatever, I think the last episode of the year should be a recap of the biggest events of the whole year. I don't know if you thought about that, but I was just thinking, if you're doing, the topical what's happening in the news right now through your episodes, at the end of the year, do a recap of the main, 6 or 7 topics or whatever's going to fill your time. But that I'd love to hear something like that.
Go to YouTube and find Rotten Apple and Cartoon, The Rock, or Climate Change, and you'll see them all.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Yes, Billy B. But that does it for me tonight, guys. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Billy, for calling in. Of course, thanks to Ari Keeman.
Ari.
It was very nice of you to call in. And
Ari's probably running down the street right now yelling at people about Trump, like people on the street. Why did you vote for Trump? Let me tell you. Get away from me.
Why don't you have a bumper sticker? Come here. Come here, bitch.
Good luck in Atlanta, brother.
Y'all guys. I'll call you back soon, buddy.
Thanks for being on again.
Thanks,
yes,
brother.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. All right.
Well, Mike, another show has gone and is done.
To the bye-bye.
And tonight I will have the sandwich of the week from Zabar's. I'm very anxious to try it. Salami and turkey.
Mark, what do you spend, $125 a day on restaurant food? I mean,
Zabar's is not a restaurant. It's a supermarket. It's just upscale. It cost $8 for the sandwich. So.
Okay, because this morning you were out fucking Barney Greengrass.
Right. That was expensive, $20. But I was trying to get in the mood to, be creative and do the audition, but it didn't work.
All right. I mean,
time for the
theme? Messaging me fucking one time after the other. She doesn't understand I'm on the air, and all you hear is, wah, 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 wah. She doesn't understand that noise comes through. I know, it's Arlene.
You know,
every fucking 2 seconds, you got to hear the bell ring because she got to keep messaging me. Ding, ding, ding,
why
ding.
Why didn't you call in from the landline?
I don't know. Her phone doesn't work. I she's got a lot of problems, that poor kid. Although I did see that there's like a fucking hurricane headed toward her, so I hope that's
okay. Is it real? Oh, yeah. I read something about a hurricane coming to the islands off of Florida. So, yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to have to do for her, but anyway.
Nothing we can do. Arlene, go to the high ground. Go with your father in the mountains. Go up to the mountains with your father.
No, I mean, I hope it doesn't affect her, but, you know.
You never know, these fucking things. I was like, we had Sandy in New York, and, the people who live in Queens and, like, on the Bay got decimated. It's just kind of like not as bad, but pretty serious. Not as bad as Houston, but it was really bad. They lost their houses. And here, the next morning I walked out the door and there were a couple of tree limbs down. That was it. No big deal in Manhattan. Upper Manhattan. Downtown it was bad. Because, it's lower downtown. So they got flooded to some extent. I lucked out.
Okay. All right, everybody.
Well,
another
night is thank you. And let's play the theme and eat our sandwiches.
I have no sandwich.
Did you eat dinner already? I didn't.
I'm gonna go fuck myself. You're gonna eat your sandwich. I'm gonna go fuck myself.
Then I'm gonna fall asleep and maybe choke on my sandwich like Mama Cass did. And that's how they said she died, from Peter, Paul, and Mary.
She wasn't Peter, Paul, and Mary.
No, what was the name of that group?
The Mamas
and Papas, right? Your Mama Cass supposedly choked on a ham sandwich, which is why I did not order ham.
Yeah, we don't want you to die in the same horrible death as Mama Cass.
That's right. Let me play the theme.
And another thing you have in common, Mama Cass, she used to actually take it in the ass too. So
right,
you guys both have that in common.
While eating a ham sandwich, maybe that's what killed her.
Yeah. She was getting ass banged
while eating a ham.
Mama Cass was getting ass banged.
By
Papa John Phillips while eating a ham sandwich.
My ass is brown and my cheeks are gray. I'm getting banged in the ass as I put this ham away. That was it.
Right. Exactly. Those are the long lost lyrics.
Right.
As I choke on ham.
If I was in L.A., give me some more mustard so I can pass away.
Yeah. He came in my ghoul today.
Mama Cass, we miss you.
Oh, God. We just got a caller.
It's
time of night. Hold on. Let's see who this is.
Arlene.
We're just about to hang up. Who's this? 734 area code.
That's New York. That's me.
They hung up. No, 734 area code. I picked up. They hung up. Okay.
That's me, too. They must live on the Upper East Side because that's me.
No,
212?
734 area code, Mark.
Oh, area code. All right.
734 area code.
Yeah. All right.
734 area code.
I got it. It was not you,
dumb motherfucker.
I know. I'm 212, but my exchange is 734. That's what I thought you meant.
Yeah, no. It was a 734 area code, Mark.
Where could that be?
Not 734 area code, Mark.
Where could that be?
I don't know, but they. I feel like calling them back.
Call them back. See who it was. We could stay on an extra few minutes.
I should call them back. Hold on a minute. I got their number.
I can eat my sandwich later.
Hold on.
Sandwich. My sandwich.
I'm going to call this fucking number. Hold on a minute.
Sandwich.
I'm going to call them up and see who the fuck they were calling me.
Sandwich.
Hold on.
Maybe they want my sandwich.
I'm calling them up.
Go ahead.
I'm dialing them right now.
Ring, ring, ring. They're not going to answer because they probably know. It's not New York, that's for sure.
But you know, failed or was not answered. All right, they're not going to answer, motherfucker.
You know, they could do. They could change their area code. You could. There's an app that you can change your. So you never really know where something's coming from.
Well,
you knew that, right? You knew that they can do that.
I'm looking at this woman who magically appeared on my wall, and she's a friend. You know, I have many friends I don't know on Facebook.
Right.
I think we all do. Mm-hmm. All of us comedians. I mean, I think a normal person only has friends that they really know. You know, and they have.
Well, that would be. Then you have 30 friends, like 10 friends.
Yeah, but I think that's normal, like a normal person. Those of us in the entertainment thing or, you know, or comedian thing or whatever, we just have friends. We don't know any of them. So, but here's a woman. I don't know who she is, but she has got some fucking legs, Mark.
She got a big ass.
Fucking, I'm not
big
looking
ass.
At her ass. I'm not looking at her ass particularly, but she got some fucking gorgeous legs. God bless her.
Oh.
And, Yeah, and you know, and I have to tell you, I don't know how they get on my wall, these people, but they get there, and then I look at their pictures, and I go, thank you for these photos. I don't know why, because, you know, you can Google, like, any kind of filthy sex you want,
right?
But for some reason, just like a nice, normal girl with beautiful legs on your wall, it's just a nice sight. For sure.
I mean, she's not half naked. She's like just pretty.
I'm not going to give her name out. I'm not going to make an instant fucking.
No, I don't want her name.
But the thing is that she just happens to be a beautiful girl with beautiful legs. God bless her. And
God
she knows she has
her.
Nice legs too. Because, you know, when you see a woman and she's got like 8 pictures of her legs, like, you know, there's a woman who knows she's got nice legs. Because you might have some friends on Facebook, Mark, that have 0 pictures of their legs.
Right.
Because there's a woman who knows that she doesn't have particularly nice legs, so she's not going to show them. But
well,
when you see a woman who's got 8 pictures in a row of her legs, that's her telling the world, excuse me, world, I have nice legs, and I am going to show them to you. Do you fucking understand?
Right.
And I applaud those women. I applaud them. Then,
right.
Of course, I'm the kind of guy that will sit there and tell you, oh, my God, look at those legs. And then
you just did.
And then I have to get people saying, I have to get people saying, oh, you know, you don't, you know, you're filthy. No, I'm going to tell you who's filthy. Hold on. I'm going to tell you who's filthy.
What was that? That's the cartoon I just heard.
Well, I'm getting a link because I'm going to share it on some people right now. I'm going to tell you who's filthy, okay?
Cool.
The people that are staring at your pictures and not commenting.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the filthy motherfuckers.
Dirty bastards. Dirty motherfucking bastards. Say something. Say something, you motherfuckers. You bastards, you filthy moron. I want to hear your comment. That's right. Call the Mike Boyle Show right now. 917-889-8889. We want to hear your deepest, darkest secrets on the Mike Boyle Show tonight. So call in right now at 917-889-8889. And let's hear what goes on in between your ears in the filth gray matter of your brain. I scared myself.
What was that noise, Marco?
I don't know. I don't know what the noise was. I just made that little speech. The noise has nothing to do with me. I have my computer speaker off. I'm just talking on the phone, so I don't know what the noise is. Maybe you're being a poltergeist in that house where you live.
I don't know where all that noise is coming from.
I don't either, man. I mean, I'm just on the phone. I hear it, too.
There's video playing. I'm like,
and whining.
I just made friends with this dude, Eric Brantley. And
his name is familiar.
Well, I guess he's some dude. He just friended me. Looks like a good guy. And
how are his legs?
You know, I haven't seen his legs yet, but he's got the first post I see is it says America needs the Simpsons and South Park back at the forefront of all media.
Wow.
So I copied and pasted Kim Jong-un, North Korea, rotten apple.
Oh, okay. Smart move.
And I'm like, check that one out, pal.
Yeah. Good idea.
Let's see what he says to that. He's single. Ladies, check out Eric Brantley. He looks like a player. He lives in Romulus, Michigan.
Romulus, Michigan. That sounds like a spaced out place. Romulus, like who names a town? I think I'll name this town Romulus.
Romulus, Michigan. Romulus, Michigan.
Welcome, friends, to Romulus.
Hold on, we got a caller, Marco. Let's see who this is now. Hold on. 484 area code, you're on the phone. Who's this?
What are you guys doing scaring me before I have to go to bed?
Oh, it's Arlene.
Hey, what are you doing, Arlene?
Hi.
Hello, Arlene. Hey, Arlene, are you going to get hit by the hurricane? The next one?
No.
Huh?
Raining. It just stopped a little while ago.
It stopped already?
Can I tell you, I'm calling in because you guys made me laugh. I had tears rolling down my eyes. Very funny.
Oh, thank you.
Wasn't even a funny show tonight.
Yeah, the two of you.
Well, you know, the last 5 minutes, actually.
No, the two of you.
The last 10 minutes when everybody hung up,
the two of you were very funny.
Yeah, the two of you were funny.
Mark's a penis.
Mark's penis. Oh, God. I got to stretch my fucking leg, man. I'm sitting in this goddamn chair. Oh, I'm an old man. Help me. I'm an old man.
Help.
Hey, Arlene, let's do the bit with your father who lives in the trees.
No. I didn't hear your fucking voice to me, Mark.
All right, we'll save that for the cartoon when the episode comes up.
Checking for 8 every day.
Yeah, it'll be up soon. They got to draw it. You know, it takes a while.
So,
Arlene, can I ask you, are you supposed to get a piece of that new hurricane? Or I read something quickly about it that it's off, you know, to the east of Florida.
Yeah, hurricane, right? Not Harvey, the new one.
No, the new one, yeah. Cosmo, or is
that
the new?
Yeah, I read something on it today, but I haven't heard anything as of yet.
Just go, if it comes, go to the mountains, baby. Go up to the mountains up there with the Tainos.
Hell no, you don't go up to the mountains. The cows go up the mountains, not
us. Oh, okay. Well, if it rains, you need hard ground, right? I mean, if it's a storm.
I just see something on my wall that Dwayne The Rock Johnson is dead. Can that be possible? No.
Maybe he saw the episode, the first episode of Rotten Apple and killed him.
Fake news.
I'm looking it up.
It probably is fake, but, you know, it could be. These guys die, you know, because he could be taking body steroids. And a lot of these,
no,
I know a guy.
It said he was killed in a 45 stunt accident. Yeah,
possible.
It's fake news.
Well, we won't know 100% till, you know, till
tomorrow.
Wait,
it happened April 2014. It happened April 2014, and again in August 2017.
All right, so it's both.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson killed during stunt on Fast and Furious.
That's kind of like crass, because the guy really did die from that movie. And you know, what was his name, Paul something? You know, the guy really did die.
Yeah, The Rock killed by celebrity. No, The Rock killed by celebrity death hope.
I don't want anybody to die except two people. I won't say who they are.
I just passed gas.
Oh, really? I thought that was your chair.
No, it was me.
Oh. Arlene, what's going on in Puerto Rico right now? You live in San Juan, or where do you live?
No, I live all the way on the opposite side of San Juan. I live in Lajas, which is 2 hours away from San Juan.
Is it like a resort area or something? Or what?
There's a tourist attraction. It's called the Palguera, and that's where everybody comes. That's where all the tourists come. I'm about 20 minutes from that.
Is it like
really
on the ocean and stuff? It must be beautiful.
Yeah, it is. When are you guys coming?
Well, you know what? You know Dwayne was on last week. I met his godmother, aunt. And she's a big deal in the Bahamas as a radio person, from what I understand. And she's been contacting me. And she wants us to take the show and do it from the Bahamas eventually.
Oh, my God.
You know, like,
let
like
me know,
for a week, what, 1 week or something.
I'll go.
Yeah, I would definitely go to the Bahamas. I love the Bahamas.
Yeah, that was.
Have you been there? I've never been there.
Been there like
I've never
times.
Been to the Bahamas.
Oh, really? I've been to the DR, Dominican Republic. That's because when I was teaching school, I was in a Dominican neighborhood up in Washington Heights, and I went there 2 times, and it was beautiful. It was a resort thing near Santo Domingo. It was very inexpensive, and I'm talking in the 1990s that I went, so it was a long time ago. I don't know how inexpensive it is now.
Well, it's still inexpensive because my niece flew from New York to the Dominican Republic, and she's
right
there for a week, and it came out cheaper than the round trip flight to Puerto Rico from New York.
Mm, there you go.
And she's in it all inclusive for the whole week.
Do you have your computer volume on, Arlene?
I do. That's what I'm calling you for.
Oh, okay.
Is it making noise?
Well, we're getting a little feedback, but that's all right. It happened earlier in the show.
All right, guys, I'm signing off. It's good night time. I got to go take a shower, clean my balls.
And I got to eat my sandwich. So let me just say,
hey, Abbott!
Okay. Good night. Bye, Arlene. Thanks for calling in.
Good night. I love you guys.
Good night.
Bye.
Love you too. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
See you next week, where our guest next week will be the great Richard Barba. Bye-bye, everybody.